From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Logan Weiss is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro made a campaign stop in Catskill September 8th during the Catskill Food Festival. Molinaro participated in the event, which was billed as a town hall meeting held at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center on Academy Street. Republican Assembly Member Chris Tague and Republican State Senator George Amador also participated. Molinaro spoke about his background, family history, and resume. He started his political career with a seat on the Tivoli Village Board at the age of 18, followed by his election as mayor of Tivoli and four terms as a member of the Dutchess County Legislature. Molinaro then served 6 years in the state assembly before being elected Dutchess County Executive in 2011. Molinaro took questions from the audience on a variety of topics that range from fracking to the Common Core curriculum, as well as the proposed construction of a new Greene County jail. Molinaro said when asked about his day in Greene County overall, and I quote, "Greene County is a lot like most of upstate New York who want a government who respects the people. I'm thrilled to be here," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting concerns have surfaced about proposed upgrades to the Dankshammer Power Plant in Newburgh, which would burn fracked gas to generate electricity. The project is estimated to create nearly 100 jobs. At the same time, it would add health and environmental hazards for the Newburgh area, which is currently dealing with a contaminated water problem. The new plant would operate almost every hour compared to the existing plant, which runs less than 5% of the time. Concerns about the plan were raised during a forum held as part of the Rise for Climate, Jobs and Justice Global Day for Action, September 8th. Speakers at the event included Tim Jewany of the Climate Reality Project, Haley Carlock with Scenic Hudson, Manna Joe Green of the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and Riverkeeper President Paul Galley. The Dankshammer plant was built more than 60 years ago by the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. In 2009, it was among the top 10 polluters in New York by weight, releasing 1.4 million pounds of hazardous material into Newburgh's air, land, and water, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The plant has been the target of a prolonged environmental lawsuit over its cooling system. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Public Safety Committee of the Greene County Legislature voted September 5th to approve funding for school resource officers in three Greene County districts. The same resolution was defeated in committee last month. This time, the measure passed on a vote of 5-2, with legislators Kevin Lennon of Cairo and Lori Torgerson of Windham, both Democrats, casting the two dissenting votes. The resolution calls for the placement of four Greene County Sheriff's officers in the Cairo-Durham, Windham-Ashland-Jewett, and Greenville Central School Districts for 3 years through June 30, 2021. Under the arrangement, each district would pay $55,000 and the county would contribute $31,000 towards the cost of each SRO. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer County Executive Stephen McLaughlin reportedly wants to move county offices from its longtime location in the former Troy High School to a modern building that could also house Troy City operations, according to a story in the Albany Business Review. The publication first reported McLaughlin's plans to seek proposals for a new county office project September 6. Richard Crist, a spokesman for McLaughlin, would not discuss the plans further and responded in a text, and I quote, "I would just refer to the ABJ article," end quote. The suggested move would possibly open the 2.32-acre county-owned site at 1600 7th Avenue for development. It's located along the slope and base of the hill down from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute building on 8th Street. According to the Albany Business Review story, McLaughlin estimated it would cost $20 million to $30 million to build a joint government center in either the South Troy or North Central neighborhoods. He discussed raising the five-story brick building to clear the site for the development of apartments, offices, and businesses. According to one official, there had been speculation that McLaughlin wanted to move out of the county offices because he complained about the building's condition. Minority Leader Peter Grimm, a Democrat who represents Troy, said there has been no discussion with the county legislature about the project. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.